Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, Kids Incorporated, from 1984.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head a couple times and I'm angry.
5 days
since you laughed at me. Saying, get back together, come back and see me.
3 days
since the living room. I realize it's my fault, but couldn't tell you.
Yesterday,
you've forgiven me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it now and watch the hood wink. It'll make you stop thinking. I think you're looking.
Kids Bop is a brand of compilation albums that produces family-friendly cover versions of children covering pop music hits. The first Kids Bop CD was released on October 9th, 2001. The idea was developed by the co-founders of Razor and Tie, Cliff Chenfield and Craig Balsam. After nearly 20 years, Kids Bop has sold over 21 million albums and generated over 4.5 billion streams. But the idea of kids covering pop songs was hardly a new idea. Let's go back to 1983.
Welcome to Night Tracks, America's favorite music video show.
Tonight we present the hottest videos from the biggest stars of pop, rock, and some new music surprises.
Night Tracks premiered on Superstation WTBS on Friday, June 3rd, 1983. It was a late-night music video show, consisting of 2 3-hour blocks. It usually started at 12.05 a.m., running through the night until 6 a.m. During a typical episode, unseen announcers would mention artists and music videos that would be aired within the hour, also mentioning information about each artist before the videos were aired.
This hour we'll have Duran Duran, Bette Midler, and Huey Lewis in the news.
And Lasseter presents Night Flicks.
Night Tracks was created and produced by Thomas Lynch and Gary Biller. Years later, the New York Times would call Thomas Lynch the David E. Kelly of tween TV. He would go on to create several tween TV shows like The Secret World of Alex Mack, Scout's Safari, and The Journey of Alan Strange. But his first kids show was on the heels of Night Tracks. In a 2018 interview with PaleyMatters.org, Lynch said, quote, "I had some success with a show called Night Tracks, which was a music video show. From there, I did a show called Kids Incorporated, which, I remember the pitch was, I want to do the Little Rascals with MTV." End quote. A pilot for Kids Incorporated was shot in August of 1983, and it was then shopped around to networks.
I think it's a great idea to put a girl in your band.
Is that what this is all about?
Well, come on, give Gloria a chance. What are you afraid of?
Good question. You got a problem with girls?
Well, I'll tell you something.
Wait, it's not my band.
Yeah, but you make all the decisions.
Yes or no.
Okay, then. No.
Look, we've got an audition this afternoon.
Yeah, and we got to rehearse one more time. We can't be adding anybody to the band now, boys or girls.
Especially girls.
Watch it, jerk.
Kids Incorporated revolved around a group of kids who played in their own rock band called Kids Incorporated. The kids' parents rarely appeared on the show, so the cast was almost exclusively kids from ages 8 to 15. The original cast members were Stacy Ferguson, Marta Marrero, Renee Sands, Jerry Sherrill, and Rashawn Patterson. I'll go into more about each of them in a bit. The show didn't get picked up by a network. Instead, it went into syndication, and it began airing on September 1st, 1984, almost exactly 1 year after the pilot was shot.
Stacy, you know you were supposed to wear your blue shoes. Where are they?
They're with me.
And who's Ziggy?
My pet frog. He was living in my sneaker. I didn't want to take away his home.
I've seen those shoes, Stace. I think Ziggy would be very grateful if you did.
In addition to the main cast of kids, there were kid dancers and musicians who filled out the band. Two of those would go on to big success years later. First, on keyboard and backing vocals, was Shanice Wilson. In 1991, she'd have a number 2 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 as simply Shanice with the song, I Love Your Smile. other was a backup dancer and drummer named Mario Lopez, who in 1989 would be cast as A.C. Slater on NBC's Saved by the Bell.
You are Miss Dudley and not the prince. Now that we've kissed, are you convinced?
Well, at first I didn't like all of this drama, but now I trust you, so kiss me, mama.
In addition to Thomas Lynch and Gary Biller's production company, Lynch Biller Productions, the first season was also produced by KTEL Entertainment. KTEL was a Winnipeg-based company known for selling products through infomercials and live demonstrations. Some of their best-known products included the Miracle Brush and the Vegematic. But they were also known for their music compilation albums. They would combine songs from multiple popular artists onto a single themed album. They had success with titles like the Super Hits series, the Number One Hits series, and the Dynamic Hits series. But KTEL would also release original albums as well. Most notably, 1981's Hooked on Classics. It was an album full of classical music with a disco beat behind it. It was a top 10 record in the United States and was even nominated for a Grammy. So, with KTEL on board producing a show about an all-kid band, an album only made sense. So in 1984, Kids Incorporated was released on KTEL International.
It's Kids Incorporated, the hottest new rock and roll show on television.
The album appropriately begins with the show's theme song, here titled Kids Theme Song. The theme was written by Michael Cruz, who is also the album's producer.
Everybody.
Up next is another theme song, but this theme song is for Ghostbusters. The cover of this Ray Parker Jr. classic is credited to Kid. Kid is the character played by Rashawn Patterson, whose name is misspelled on the album's back cover. After Kids Incorporated, Patterson would go on to write hits for artists like Tevin Campbell and Brandy. He would later sign his own deal with MCA Records, releasing a self-titled debut album in 1997.
Right back with lots more of Kids Incorporated.
The next song is credited to Gloria, the character played by Marta Marrero. Marrero made her screen debut 2 years prior in an uncredited role in Annie. When the second season of Kids Incorporated began, she adopted the stage name Martika Marrero. By 1988, she shortened her name to simply Martika, and released her solo self-titled debut on Columbia Records. That album featured the number one hit, Toy Soldiers. Here, as Gloria, she performs a cover of the song Drive, which was the highest charting single ever by The Cars.
Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Oh, who's gonna drive you home tonight?
All of Kids Incorporated is back for the next one, a cover of the Pointer Sisters classic, I'm So Excited. Speaking of Saved by the Bell. The Pointer Sisters version was initially released in September of 82, peaking at number 30 on the Billboard Hot 100. In 1984, it got a remixed re-release, that time peaking at number 9. Billboard later named the song number 23 on their list of 100 greatest girl group songs of all time. Closing out side one is a cover of the Denise Williams Academy Award-nominated number one hit, Let's Hear It for the Boy. Though here, on the back cover, it's wrongly titled Let's Hear It for the Boys.
Plural. 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 Plural.
Kicking off side two is a cover of Van Halen's most successful single, 1984's Jump. The song is actually the first song you see performed by Kids Incorporated on the first episode of the series titled Leader of the Pack.
Hey, Renee. Time to start.
Yes, Master.
Who's that kid?
Just met him. He's really cute.
Yes, but is he talented?
Next is a cover of Don't Fight It, a song originally performed by Kenny Loggins and Steve Perry. It was a top 20 hit in 1982. This version is credited to Renee. Renee is the character played by Renee Sands. On the show, Renee Sands played the older sister of the character Stacy, played by Stacy Ferguson. At just 9 years old, Ferguson was the youngest cast member on the show. Around this same time, she was also the voice of Sally in multiple Peanuts cartoons, including Flash Beagle and Snoopy's Getting Married, Charlie Brown.
How can he support a wife? He sleeps all the time.
Ferguson would go on to be Kids Incorporated's longest-serving cast member, staying on the show until 1989. A year later, she and Kids Incorporated co-star Renee Sands would be two-thirds of the group Wild Orchid, who released four albums in the late 90s and early 2000s, which spawned a few minor hits. She would reach her biggest success soon after, when she became known simply as Fergie and joined the Black Eyed Peas. She found even more success with her solo career. Her debut album, The Duchess, spawned three number one hits in 2006. Fergie, or should I say Stacy, has just one solo song on the album, titled When You're All Alone. Besides the theme song, it's the only other original song on the album. Once again, it was written by the album's producer, Michael Cruz. It was written exclusively for Stacey Ferguson on the season one episode, The Ghost of the Palace. One little side note, Michael Cruz also wrote the song I Don't Know, which appeared on a past Bazaar album, New Monkeys. The final cast member I haven't covered yet is Mickey, played by Jerry Sherrill. After Kids Incorporated, Sherrill worked mostly behind the scenes. In 2001, he wrote some songs for Debbie Gibson, or should I say Deborah Gibson at that point. These days, he's the vice president of communications for Dr. Phil. Here, as Mickey, he sings the Phil Collins classic Against All Odds, parentheses, Take a Look at Me Now. Once again, this song is wrongly credited on the back cover, titling it Against All Odds, parentheses, Take a Look at Me. You're the only ones who really knew me at all. Take a look at me now. Well, there's just an empty space, and there's nothing left here to remind me. Just the memory of your face. Take a good look at me now. The album closes with Kid covering the second Footloose song on the album, Bonnie Tyler's top 40 hit, Holding Out for a Hero. The album was released on both vinyl and cassette, but it never charted, and it's currently not streaming anywhere. The Kids Incorporated TV show was canceled in 1986, but it was quickly given a second chance by the Disney Channel. Kids Incorporated would then continue making new episodes until 1994. Cast members came and went from the show, but one in particular would later see success as an actress, also releasing a few albums of her own. Jennifer Love Hewitt. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bazaar Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bazaar Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bazaar Albums on Facebook and visit BazaarAlbums.com. And if you still want more Bazaar Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bazaar Singles and more at Patreon.com/BazaarAlbums. And as always, if you know of a Bazaar Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bazaaralbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bazaar Albums.